can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Twerking.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's Post Game Podcast.
Welcome to the Post Game Podcast. Jerry is not with us this week, so I've got Eddie Scazzeri with me again today.
Hello, podcast people.
Man, we are starting this late. You and Stugatz are just talking and talking
and talking.
10:17 as opposed to 10:03 when I do it with Jerry.
Yeah, he can talk.
So if my dog urinates or
it's on me.
Poops, it is on you.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious, so you never know, like in radio, so Stugatz has been here for 3 days.
Yes.
Tomorrow will be his fourth day.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a lot of negative feedback on the Twitter and direct phone calls to the show.
Mm-hmm.
People are very angry that he's here. And I always tried to think, like, is it better to get that reaction or absolutely no reaction whatsoever? Because we've got that, too, when we've had people fill in. Sometimes you get no reaction. And yeah, I know, like, when you are, if you have a host full time at the radio station, you would want that person to get negative reaction as opposed to no reaction.
Correct.
It's like a lot of people yell, like, when Sal moved from overnights to the middays, I was getting the same thing about Sal. This guy, all he does is yell. So people were angry that Sal was there.
Mm-hmm.
But I know Sal's a very good talk show host, and I know Sal getting a reaction out of people is a good thing.
Yeah, and is proven. Yeah, he's
does very well.
Yes,
in the ratings. So I'm curious whether Stugatz getting negative reviews these last couple days, is that good or bad?
I'm going to say good.
You're going to say good. Because at some point it's bad also. Like if you're getting a lot of negative reviews.
If it was a permanent thing and people knew it was permanent and they really didn't like them, then you would lose them.
Right.
But there's also the like the caller who called up sort of half jokingly and he said, I think you're annoying. I don't like you, but I can't stop listening.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that with him, with Stugatz.
Mm-hmm.
So I think especially in a short term situation, I think it's a positive.
Yeah. I remember there was a time when I was on Ron and Fez and it was when we were on at night.
Mm-hmm.
We used to come on, I think at 7 after Opie and Anthony.
Was it 7 to 10 or 7 to midnight?
I think it was 7 to 10.
Okay.
And we would come on after Opie and Anthony. I remember one time I was doing something annoying on the air, and Opie actually called in. He was coming home from the Islander game.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, this guy is so annoying, but I got to tell you, I can't shut it off, but he's so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was genuinely did not like me back then.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so annoying you had to keep it on. I'm trying to think if I've ever enjoyed listening to something that I found super annoying, but then I would keep it on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of anything.
Well, there were times where you know, like with Mike and Dog, there were not in totality.
Yeah.
But there were certain things that they would discuss or talk about that I was annoyed by, but I kept listening.
You kept listening, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a similar situation.
Yeah, it's a very weird thing. I guess it's if you always dislike what they're talking about.
Correct.
And you still listen. That's really strange to
yes,
me.
Right. But it's Howard had the same thing. Imus had the same thing. Rush had the same thing. All the greats.
Yeah, and I used to love listening to Howard Stern, but I'm sure there were people he would have on that were annoying to me. Like if he would have a particular guest on or if he had one of his side players on too much.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember like when Artie Lang was there. There were times when they would spend a lot of time talking about Artie Lang's drug use. I just was like, I don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. That would get annoying. But I was still listening to it and being annoyed by it.
Yes.
While listening to it.
Right.
Very strange.
It is a strange dynamic.
Yeah. Even in this day and age of having multiple things to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it still is the easiest thing to put on that you'll put on.
Yes.
Like, because people will be like, if you don't like what you're listening to on the radio, why don't you put on a podcast or put on Spotify? That extra one or two steps, sometimes I just want the radio on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the same way we used to, like when the Seinfeld DVD set came out. Like that was like a
big deal.
It was a big deal. And in fact, they used to release it at Christmas every year two seasons at a time. And then at the end, if you wanted to buy the whole thing, but they would like stretch it out. And I'd have these Seinfeld DVDs sitting there, and I never would put them in. But if I stopped and Seinfeld was
on PIX
with commercials,
right,
I was watching it.
Yeah. Strange.
Yeah, very weird.
And another thing that's strange in particular to radio, and you make this comment all the time, if there's a television show or something that people are annoyed with, like people don't really have the access to call and complain directly. Because you've said it to callers. Hey, if this is on TV, like, are you calling anybody to complain or what?
Yeah, I used to like to use the example of Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, hey, if you didn't like something you saw on Oprah, would you call the Oprah show?
Right.
No.
Because you would maybe call the local ABC affiliate.
Right.
And that's it. Like, they'd the person like, there had no idea, didn't care.
Yeah.
But here, you call up and you're talking to Al Dukes about the show he's producing. And he's feet away from the person who is giving offense.
Yeah.
So that, I think, is a way, that is something that will make people more likely to continue to listen.
Yeah.
Because if they call and complain, it might actually be talked about on the air, or they themselves might get on the air.
Or they know they got to me.
Correct.
And they were heard by someone involved.
Who is on the front line. Who's right there.
I always think it's funny, like when I'm talking on the air, I might be in the middle of a story that Gio's asking me about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a story I'm very involved in. But I also want to get callers on, especially when they're non-sports topics.
Yes.
So while I'm not talking and Gio's talking again, I shut my mic off. I start screening the calls real fast. And the people are in no rush to get me off. I'm trying to get them on hold to get on the air because I'm currently talking on the air.
Right.
While also screening the call and wanting to get them on the air if they're good. And it's like, I'm on the air.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to make sure, like, I'm going to put you on the air.
Yes.
So stop talking.
To continue this topic.
Correct.
So do you agree that that's part of the reason why people will continue? Because they have a direct access.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
right, and especially in this day and age, you can't get a human on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But you call a sports talk radio station.
Yeah, you're getting right on.
You're getting a human on the line.
Yeah, you're going to talk to him. You're going to be able to be heard and maybe even get on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the difference with us and what we do and people who are annoyed by the host. They can call up and talk. They can't call up Oprah and talk to her.
Yeah.
Not happening.
I also used to think like when people would call to tell me they didn't like what they were hearing. And I would just be, shut it off then.
Mm-hmm.
Shut it off. But then I would find myself getting angry about something with the Stern show where I could have shut it off.
Yep.
But it's almost like you expect, like I would expect greatness out of Howard Stern. So if he was giving me something subpar, I would call. And it's not like, well, then don't listen. No, I know what this could be, and you're not delivering it now.
Right.
So I'm letting you know that.
Yes.
So in some ways, it doesn't always work with me because I get very short with the people who call and yell. Instead of saying, well, then why are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
I should look at that as like, this person is such a big fan. They have such high expectations of us, and we're not living up to that right now to them, to that individual. And they're letting me know that. I should take that as a concerned listener and not just, oh, shut up and you don't tell us what to do.
Now, our ratings are good.
Mm-hmm.
But when we talk sports, we don't get that many calls. But when we talk non-sports, we get flooded with calls.
Yeah.
Or if we get on a hot topic or, hey, did this ever happen to you? We get a ton of calls.
Yeah.
So the people are out there, and maybe we're not serving the hardcore sports person like we used to. But, you know, that's what the other day parts are for. You know, if they want that, they can certainly get that, although we're not providing it for them. So, but it works for us, and we're successful with that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we do not get a ton of sports calls.
Mm-mm.
But if we get on anything that's not sports related, the phones ring off the hook, which is so funny, which is why I know that if one of the stations around here was a regular talk station, not politics, not sports, but just everyday
right
talk stuff like WNEW used to be in the Opie and Anthony days, mm-hmm. I know that would be successful.
Mm-hmm. It would.
And we won't do it.
No.
It's very expensive to do nowadays.
Yes.
To launch.
Yes.
Like FAN has been, you know, because it would take a while to get ratings. It would take a while to get revenue. You know, so I understand
but
that.
But there are several stations in our cluster here that could be flipped to that, you know, which it would not be as expensive to do. I mean, it would certainly have a cost with the talent.
Yeah, so I mean, cost with the talent.
Yeah, but if you're actually just trying to launch it from nothing,
yeah,
even crazier expenses.
Yeah, yeah, I always thought, and 92.3 is now 1010 Wins.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought 92.3 would have been a great dial position from all the Howard Stern years. Although that's been so long now. Howard Stern started in January of 06 at Sirius.
Yeah.
So wow. That's a lot of years.
18.
Since he was on the 92.3 dial.
And is his deal, what is his current deal? Do you know when it expires? Has he talked about not doing it anymore?
No, you know what? I don't listen anymore, really, since like the pandemic. So I don't know what his mm-hmm. what his deal is. But I saw a clip recently that really made me look back and appreciate what the Howard Stern show used to be.
In the 90s.
Yeah, whenever it was. So he had, this is great, just the whole short segment that's on YouTube was great. It was, Howard was in the old K-Rock studios, and the cameras were there for the E! Show,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't look like a nice studio. It looked mm-hmm. like how crappy radio stations
right.
used to look before we were all on TV.
Right.
And the singer Christopher Cross came in.
Mm-hmm.
This was actually 1995.
Okay.
So that song, his songs were like popular in
78, 79. He won the Grammy for like he was the best new artist.
Yeah.
He won the best record.
So think about in 1995 what that he was. He didn't have a hit. In
right. It was almost 20 years past that. And like, I don't know how many hits he had after that big debut album.
Yeah. I think maybe he had a song on the Arthur soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
He had that Arthur's theme was his. But you're right. I think all those songs that we know from the radio were on that one album.
Yes.
His first album. So Howard Stern's bringing in Christopher Cross. So first of all, bizarre that 1995 Crazy Howard Stern had Christopher Cross, a Light FM type artist, coming in.
Right.
So he comes in. And Howard's trying to sing Sailing and going, are these the words? You know, and he goes, Sail. He's trying to, and Christopher Cross is like, no, those are not the words. But then Christopher Cross sits right down, not set up. He has a guitar in his hand, and he has a guy with a keyboard in this crappy little radio studio.
Mm-hmm.
And Howard starts doing a thing. Howard goes, why don't you play it? Play that song, Sailing. And Howard goes, I'm going to produce. And Howard's getting the echo. It was all just like, and then Christopher Cross did a very serious, real rendition of it. It was so good. He explained what the song was about. And I was like, wow, this was just so great. Like, how weird that was a weird guest at the time. The guy came in, played along, did the song seriously and really well.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like the whole thing was just so great.
Yeah, and he had several things like that. Didn't he have a Janice Ian in once?
Yeah, Janice Ian in.
He wrote the lyrics for about Gary's teeth or something.
No, so Janice Ian had a song at 17.
Yes.
So Howard had her in and Jackie wrote the lyrics to 17 about Jerry Seinfeld dating a 17-year-old girl. So that's what they did. And Howard made her sing some of the verses and he sang. Howard took a verse, she took a verse.
And was there another artist that did something about Gary's?
Yeah, no, that was the band America.
Oh, okay.
Horse with No Name, they did about Gary's horse
right.
teeth. So funny. The Guess Who did, instead of these eyes,
mm-hmm.
these teeth. Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
But when an artist would come in with just their guitar or a keyboard and wasn't like worried about what's it going to sound like?
No.
Is it going to sound perfect?
Right.
Is it? Mellencamp did it, sat in there. Bon Jovi sat in there. Who's the guy from Phil Collins sat in there?
And these are guys who are used to playing stadiums, and yeah. there was like sound check would take days.
Yes.
The guys were setting up.
It was just like, do you want to try? And now I see Howard over at Sirius when he has an artist in to play. It is a very elaborate setup.
It's a production.
It's a whole production. But this Christopher Cross, he's coming in, and he's not even sat down yet.
Right.
And Howard's singing the wrong lyrics. And then Howard just goes, how's this echo? And he hits two guitar strings. He goes, yeah, the echo sounds great. That was it. And then they just did it one take.
And it's so organic and just free-flowing, natural.
It was really cool to, that just popped up on my YouTube. And I've gone back and watched it the last couple
days.
Well,
when we had Melissa Etheridge in
there,
didn't that happen, sort of?
Yeah, Melissa Etheridge came in with her guitar and just played. I'm trying to think who else over the years did that. Train was in. They played one time, set up their stuff, and just played. I think that band, The Fray, they had a couple hits.
Mm-hmm.
They came in the one time and did
it. And the ones who were here when George Steinbrenner passed.
Yeah.
Neon
Trees.
Is that right?
Neon Trees.
Yeah.
They sang also?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At least one song before the news broke.
Yeah, right. Then George Steinbrenner was dead and we had the Neon Trees in the studio.
Correct.
That was a rough one.
Yes, it was.
Sorry, Neon Trees, but you've got to get the hell out.
But they brought a Schlunkus doll. I believe that was them.
Yeah, well,
one of the people in the band.
No, so what happened was... And what is a Schlunkus doll?
It's like, I don't know. That's just what they called it. It was like a stuffed doll.
Instead of a stuffed animal, it was a stuffed doll of Boomer.
Yes.
I purchased that on eBay.
Okay.
Because I thought it was fun to have. And I brought it into the studio that day. Boomer gave it to the female drummer.
That's right. There you go. Right.
Of Neon Trees.
Yeah. Because she was a fan of him.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden she had the Schlunkus doll I bought.
Right. That was supposed to be a studio prop for years.
For years to come. You know, I still have the Boomer and Carton Muppets at home.
Yes.
I'm saving those in like they're in a nice box so they don't get lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someday.
Oh, that'll be a nice little eBay sale for you. Especially if you get them signed.
Right.
Yeah.
They were in the studio for a while.
A long time. And it used to, if a parent had the show on with their child, it would attract the child.
Right. Kids would watch the show because the Boomer and Carton Muppets were on the desk.
And it was Muppets and it was like Sesame Street or whatever. It was a hook.
Yeah. And then what happened was when Craig got in trouble, they cleared out our studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the back near what was then Chernoff's office, and I see this big box of stuff, and the two Muppets are sitting there. I'm like, I'm taking these Muppets. I bought these Muppets.
I thought we had the Boomer Burt Muppet for a while, like just in here. I forget why, or maybe when Boomer was out, we kind of set that up.
Oh, yeah. When Boomer was out, we would put the Muppet in his spot.
Yeah.
That was interesting when I got those Muppets. There was a time, and I looked this up recently, because Gina has a friend who loves Muppets, and we were gonna. She was wanted to get a Muppet made for her. They don't make these Muppets anymore. You can't buy them. It was at FAO Schwartz in New York, and you would go there. You could design a Muppet. So I was gonna design. I designed a Boomer and Carton Muppet, and while I was waiting for my Muppets to be made, I was in the FAO Schwartz. This was around Christmas time, a couple weeks before Christmas, and they. Security came and cleared out the whole area of all the customers. Except for me, I was waiting for my Muppet, so I just happened to be standing by this Muppet place, and Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie came in with their adopted children, to do Christmas shopping. So I got to witness them do their Christmas shopping.
And you were there.
I was they
waiting for your Muppets.
Waiting for my Muppets. They ushered everyone else out.
And did they still have that piano things from the big
from the movie Big where you can stomp on the piano so
and that's closed now right
that's closed yeah the FAO Schwartz is closed
all good things
We were talking about too we got a letter from a psychiatric facility in Trenton, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the guy who sent the letter works there.
Okay.
I don't think he
is not a
patient. But it got us to thinking about like Have you ever received a call from a prisoner? Like, we used to every once in a while collect calls from prisoners to the radio station. Mm-hmm. And I would always take it.
Sure.
Always.
Absolutely.
Always accept. That hasn't happened in years.
It's been a while.
Happened a couple times during Boomer and Carton where we get a call from a prisoner. Well, then Gio and I were also talking off the air about, like, if you know someone in prison who's wants to talk on the phone a lot, because that's something to do, that's got to be, like, the worst. Like, it's like when the phone rings, like, oh, my gosh. Because the prisoner's trapped in prison. They got in the, but you're out in the free world.
Living your life.
You don't want to be on the phone all day long.
No.
And the other thing I was thinking about, when you get gas, do you ever see, like, the guys at the gas stations in New Jersey who pump gas? They're always on the phone.
Yeah, a lot. Yes.
Weird, right?
Uh-huh.
Uber drivers also, or cab drivers. Who are they talking to?
No idea. No idea.
And if you had a friend who worked at a gas station and they called you when you knew they were working, you got to avoid that phone call.
Yeah, because it's like, because they're just chewing clock.
They're chewing clock.
Yeah.
They got nothing to do.
No.
Is there anybody that you talk to on the phone often?
No.
Nobody?
Not really, no.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan. I never have been.
Yeah, I don't like the phone either.
And not a big phone conversation person.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just does. Nothing I enjoy.
Yeah. It seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, it does. Like, because, you know, for the most part, you can, you know, if it's just a utility, you just text whatever. But, like, just a call to BS, if we're sitting down having a glass of wine, fine, great. I'm all for that. But the phone, for me, it's like a turnoff.
Yeah, me too. But then sometimes, like, I don't call my family as much as I should, probably.
Yeah, I don't either, which is terrible.
Know, yeah.
My sisters, you know, even my mom and dad before they passed, you know.
Right.
But it was just, you know, I don't, like, regret it. I kind of feel bad that I don't enjoy phone conversations,
yeah.
But it's just, what am I going to do? That's what I am.
Yeah, it also feels like because we're, and I guess this is for a lot of people, but maybe because our hours, I feel like it might be a little different. We're very set in our days,
yes,
our Monday through Fridays, that nothing new happens to tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I going to, like, I call my sister today. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Other than the usual things that happen at work and on my ride in.
Right.
Like, if I had a good story, hey, that guy karate kicked my car the one morning when I got here. That was a story that I would be like, okay, I have a topic now.
Right.
But otherwise.
But yeah, but Gio is a guy who calls people on his way home to chew clock.
Right. So he's one of those people.
Right.
Prisoner phone call, gas station attendant phone call, Gio after 10 a.m. phone call.
Correct. And me, I just want to listen to my book on tape. Yeah. You want to listen to your podcast.
Yes, I do.
And I get annoyed when somebody calls.
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's new? Nothing going on.
Yeah. Unless it's the wife or the boss.
Yeah.
I'm not picking up.
Right. But if it's the wife, it's going to be a question.
Correct. It's not going to be.
Need information.
Because I'm on my way home. She knows I'm coming home.
Yeah.
So not a big deal.
Right. So it's going to be like, hey, I'm running to the store.
It's utility.
Did you want this?
Correct.
Or the dog is doing this. What do you think?
Right.
It's not just, hey, what's shaking?
Yeah. Oh.
What's going on over here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
That's never good.
All right. Well, I've got to go take care of
a
dog right now. You enjoy your staycation, is this?
Going down to Maryland's sister-in-law, but
for
not for the whole time.
Okay.
For, like, I'll be back Monday, leaving today.
Oh, okay.
Back Monday and staycation, do stuff around the house situation.
Perfect. So you're going to drive home now and then get in the car
Correct.
And drive again.
It's going to be a rough one, but hey.
But you get to switch cars, right?
Yes.
That helps.
It does.
Like, you're driving home in your car.
Right.
Switch cars to
Well,
the
I
got to
bring the wife
car.
And three dogs. So
yeah.
And the Fit, Honda Fit, not happening.
They're not fitting in a
No.
Oddly enough, it's called a Honda Fit, but does not fit.
Not all that stuff.
A wife and three dogs.
And all the stuff we need to bring for the
right.
couple days.
Trunk space.
Yeah. Not happening.
What year is that RAV? You still have a RAV4?
No, the RAV
oh,
I got.
That's
I have
long
a CRV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the RAV I had a long time ago.
Yeah.
But we bought the CRV in, it's a 2015. I bought it in February of 16. And the Fit is a 15, but I bought that in October of 14.
If you had to go CRV or RAV4, which would you choose? What's the better car?
a CRV, but just it's newer and had all the updated things.
That's true.
So, you know, that's not a fair comparison. But the RAV was a stick.
Oh, nice.
Which I mean, CRV, not.
Yeah, not a stick.
I miss that.
Mm. All right, Eddie, will you enjoy your time off?
Oh, thank you.
And we'll see you in a little bit.
See you.
So.